Today we are taking to the water, encouraging more blind and partially sighted people to get involved in sailing. It's perhaps not the first pastime, hobby or even profession that you may think of someone with a visual impairment would want to try, but many do for pleasure and indeed for competition. And Team GB has been competing in the 2017 World Blind Fleet Racing Championships. And to find out how they did, we have with us from Blind Sailing, Lucy Hodge. Lucy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So tell me about this year's 2017 competition. Where did it take place and how did Team GB get on?
It was held in Sheboygan, which is on Lake Michigan. And Team GB and Pat, they came away with 2 golds, 2 silvers and the Squadron Cup, which is the overall country with the most points. So overall world champions as well.
Fantastic. So a great time at the championships for the team.
Yeah, really, really good. The team worked hard. GBR Blind Sailing holds weekends once a month where people can come and train. They don't have to go up to the World Championship, but they can learn how to sail and train and race. And everyone just worked so hard, the sighted sailors as well as the blind sailors. And then the proof was in the medals we brought home.
Absolutely. I mean, in terms of the championship, I mean, how much training do you have to put in for something like that?
Country varies depending on what programme they can afford to put on and the sighted volunteers, but we're very lucky in the UK to have a really good set of sighted volunteers that donate 1 weekend per month to train with alongside the VIs, because on board the boat is 2 sighted and 2 VIs, so it's a lot of commitment from everybody.
Okay, so this is a specific type of sailing, a specific type of boat or dinghy?
No, the boat's exactly the same, as there's no actual changes made for fleet racing. It's a sonar, it's a 23-foot keelboat. It was used in the Paralympics for the 3-man crew. The only changes we have is the format of the crew is you have a tactician that's sighted that touches nothing during the racing. If he does touch something, either in emergency or by mistake, we have to do a penalty turn. We have a sighted jib trimmer, the front little sail. He can control sort of the settings at the front and the jib, but also can control the main verbally by communicating a little bit more, pull on the sheet. Then you have a blind main sheeter, which is the big sail, who controls that. And then you have a blind helm. For each category, B1, B2 and B3, you sail in your own class, so each person is tested and get given a classification pre the event, so you know where you stand and where you're racing.
If we were to look at the B1 category then for sailors who are totally blind, how do they navigate and steer the boat?
So they quite a high standard around the world, the totally blind, both in the UK and around the world. They feel exactly the same as the B2s and the B3s with all their vision impairments. So feeling the wind on your face, feeling the sunshine to aid to know which sort of direction you're travelling in, listening to the communication of the tactician and the team. The one thing that I do use as I teach is I sort of feel the boat through my bum. You can feel it go fast. You can feel the boat drop flat. You can feel the boat heel out. You can feel the hum of the boat downwind. The instruments really in fleet racing is your body and using all of your senses.
Okay, so that's the professional stuff. That's the competition stuff. But for people who want to maybe try it as a bit of a hobby, maybe have never stepped onto a boat before, never mind try to sail one, is it quite an easy sort of sport or leisure pursuit to get into?
Yeah, it certainly is. There's lots of opportunities. So as well as our self GBR blind sailing, there's also Our Way Sailability. So Our Way Sailability have centres all over the UK that hold sessions during the week and at weekends. So that's one way, which is very local to you, as well as coming and joining us. If you're visually impaired, we have one, we allow everyone to have one taster session with us that we do for free, other than they have to pay their travel. And then we give them one free taster session. And you can see more about that at our website, gbrblindsailing.co.uk.
So how did you get involved then in sailing, Lucy?
Through RYA Sailability, they many, many years ago used to run mixed disabled weekends, where one day you'd go out on a yacht and the next day you'd go out on a dinghy. Got involved with them and then they suggested getting in touch with Blind Sailing and having a go at the racing side, because I was only 17 at the time, so quite keen to go out and, you know, be a bit exhilarating and have fun. So I started through Our Way Sailability and now head up GBR Blind Sailing, so giving something back.
Absolutely. I mean, what do you get from it? What keeps you going out there?
And now for me, it's more about getting more people on the water and enjoying a sport that I did. Sailing gives you a massive sense of freedom. You know, you're not able to drive a car, you know, but you can drive a boat around a racetrack, or you can drive a boat for pleasure from A to B, you know, taking everyone on board, you know, from one destination to the next is a sense of achievement. And just gives you a break from everyday life. So now me seeing other people get out into the water and enjoying a sport that I've loved for many years is just something special to me.
So what's the next big competition then?
The next big one will be the Rolling World. So each year there's a world championship. So the next one will be match racing, where there's no sighted people on board at all. There's just three visually impaired people on board using the acoustic sound buoys, making the racetrack become audible with the other boat having a sound noise coming from their bow. And we do match racing just as the able-bodied match racers do.
Fantastic. Good luck with that. And just finally then, Lucy, just remind us again, if people would like to find out more about blind sailing, how do they get in touch?
They can go to our website, gbrblindsailing.co.uk, or email blindsailing@yahoo.co.uk.
Lucy, thanks for telling us all about it here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having us.